This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The cost of rent in Colorado's two biggest cities is rising to new heights. The Gazette reports that average rent in Colorado Springs was just under $1,500 in the third quarter of this year. That's more than $200 higher than it was this time last year. And the same $200 increase was seen for Denver rents as well, to more than $1,700 a month. Colorado is now considered abnormally dry. That's according to new federal drought data that shows more than two-thirds of the state is experiencing moderate to severe drought. The Colorado Snow Survey shows there isn't much snowpack in some areas of the mountains either. Parts of southwest Colorado are in extreme drought, and the region has less than half the normal amount of snow collected for this time of year. RTD will soon add 17 new battery-powered electric buses to its fleet, CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
RTD has used electric buses on the downtown Denver Mall for years, but these new vehicles will be the first to operate outside of the city center. They'll likely operate in East Denver and Aurora. They'll have a range of about 200 miles and will hit the road in 2022 or 2023. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets will try to snap a two-game losing streak today there in Phoenix to take on the Suns. And the Denver Broncos are on a bye week. They host the LA Chargers next Sunday. Highs in the 50s and drier today across the state, across the Front Range. This is CPR News.